Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 16. Those 144,000, are they special? They keep popping up, those 144,000. People are intrigued by them. Several have asked, are they special besides the vast number of Earth's last generation who will be ready when Jesus returns? Are they an elite group? Maybe teachers or guides of the common people who will also be translated? We dare not add to what the Bible says. We must take a lowly position in trying to explain who these people are. The Holy Spirit does not stoop to satisfy mere curiosity. But we must think about the character of this special group. Why? It might be possible that the Holy Spirit is right now saying to you, come and be one of those 144,000. If so, would it be appropriate for us to answer him, no, thanks. I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to be in a special group that requires such devotion and self-sacrifice. Can we refuse any invitation the Holy Spirit may bring to us and still be ready when Jesus returns? Or, in other words, does the Holy Spirit offer us our choice of first or second class tickets? If so, then some dear people would choose second class. They would say, I don't want to experience the great devotion of those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes, who stand before the throne of God without fault. That's too high a standard. I don't want a great mansion in heaven like the Apostle Paul will have. A shack in the holy city is all I want if I can just squeeze inside the pearly gate. This idea is the source of widespread lukewarmness. A couple of questions to think about. Are there really first and second class tickets to heaven? Can you say no to the bridegroom lover and still be a guest at the wedding?